Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone and by everyone from Aronson to Zerke. In this first segment of the show, for no particular reason, we're going to hear some squabbling, beginning with Carol Dickerson's Savoy Orchestra.
Thank you. Thank you.
Hot stuff. The Missourians, the house band at Chick Webb's Savoy Ballroom in Harlem, and 200 Squabble from February 17, 1930, shortly before Cab Calloway permanently took over the band. Before that, it was the Claude Hopkins Orchestra and Washington Squabble from December 11, 1933. You heard Claude Hopkins on piano in a Claude Hopkins composition. That was preceded by Benny Moten's Kansas City Orchestra and Kansas City Squabble, recorded in Chicago on July 16, 1929. We began that bit of squabbling with Missouri Squabble. That was Carol Dickerson's Savoy Orchestra on May 25, 1928. Missouri Squabble was written by Lenny Hayton, Ernie Holst, and Steve Kretzmer. I'm Glenn Robison, and you're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, bringing you vintage music to which you can't not tap your toes from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s. Last week, October 14th, marked the birth in 1891 in New York City of Joseph M. White. He was featured on the NBC radio musical variety show The Goodrich Silvertown Orchestra, which was first broadcast in 1929 and was on the air until 1936. It was sponsored by tire company B.F. Goodrich, and the orchestra was conducted by Milton Rettenberg and Jack Shilkret. The announcer was Phil Carlin. On the program, Joseph M. White was known as the Silver Masked Tenor because he always wore a silver mask while performing. His identity was kept secret for years, but when he was finally revealed as Joseph M. White, the reaction was, who's Joseph M. White? He died on February 28, 1959. His son, Robert White, is also a noted tenor. Here's Joseph M. White.
Thank you. home again into my love nest. Help me regain the one I love best. Summer's over, winter's near. Gray December soon is here. Your song can fill my heart with sweet sunshine, silver songbird of mine.
Thank you.
There you had three from Joseph M. White, the Silver Masked Tenor, with the B.F. Goodrich Silvertown Court Orchestra, directed by Joseph M. Necht. They were certainly consistent in their recording. Every few months between September of 1925 and January of 28, they were in the Victor studio, and almost every session produced two issued sides. We began with Reaching for the Moon, written by Benny Davis and Jesse Greer from April 6, 1926. Next, it was Silver Songbird from January 27, 1927. That was written by Henry Berkman, Herman Paley, and Alfred Bryan. Then we heard If All the Stars Were Pretty Babies and I Were the Man in the Moon, recorded a couple of weeks later on February 11th. If All the Stars Were Pretty Babies was written by Fred Fisher and Billy Rose. And we finished up with So Will I from January 6, 1927.
Have a particular song or artist you'd like to hear on Rapidly Rotating Records? Well, you can send your requests and your comments about the show by email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or send cards or letters to Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. That's Glenn, G-L-E-N-N, at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711.
Last week, October 13th, marked the birth in 1900 of composer and bandleader Gerald Marx. He was born and grew up in Saginaw, Michigan, and paid tribute to his hometown by writing the song Wenegas, which is Saginaw spelled backwards. He published more than 400 songs, but his most famous compositions are All of Me, written in 1931 with Seymour Simons, and Is It True What They Say About Dixie, written for Al Jolson in 1936, with lyrics by Irving Caesar and Sammy Lerner. He also wrote That's What I Want for Christmas for Shirley Temple in the film Stowaway, and the music for Irving Caesar's song series Sing a Song of Safety. He also wrote for Broadway, contributing songs to George White's music hall Varieties, Earl Carroll's Sketchbook, and White Horse Inn. Gerald Marx died in New York City on January 27, 1997, at age 96. Other of his compositions include Oh, Susanna, Dust Off That Old Piana, I Don't Know You, But You're Beautiful, If It's Good, Then I Want It, with Walter Hirsch, and these.
I can't write the words. And eyes of blue, la 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 lee, red lips too, la 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 lee, with you on my mind I find I can't write the words. I used to dream of a Spanish castle, it smacks of real love, a Spanish castle. I've got a rhyme for a Spanish castle, grass will grow around the castle, stars above you, da da dee. Here I love you, da-da-dee. With you on my mind, I find I can't write the words. Thank you.
castles in the air. Dream on, little dream that we can share. Dream on, while I press you to my heart. Dream on, let each tiny care depart. The dawn is on its way in all its glory. The dawn means a brighter day for you and for me. Dream on, planning happiness for two. Dream on, and I'll dream along with you.
Frank Black and his orchestra in July of 1927, and I'd Walk a Million Miles to Be a Bit Nearer to You. Scrappy Lambert sang the Al Lewis lyric. Before that, it was Dream On, with Red McKenzie taking the vocal honors with Adrian Rollini and his orchestra on July 29, 1933. That was written with Sidney Clare and Charlie Tobias. We began with an American Record Company studio band identified on the label of that Mellotone 78 as Ralph Bennett and his Seven Aces, not to be confused with Byron H. Warner's Seven Aces, even though Ralph Bennett at one time was leader of Warner's Seven Aces. That was I Can't Write the Words, written with Buddy Fields and recorded July 21, 1931. I'm Glenn Robison, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records. We're here each and every Sunday evening at 6 on KISL FM 88.7 Avalon, in New Zealand on the Wellsford Country Radio Network 105.8 FM, and available on demand anytime at all online at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com and shamrockradio.com. Before becoming a composer, Gerald Marks worked as a pianist in local bands and in the late 20s formed his own orchestra, which was resident at Detroit's Hotel Tuller for a number of years. The Hotel Tuller was built in 1906 by Lou Tuller, and by 1929 it had been expanded several times to total 800 rooms. It offered a number of spectacular interior spaces, including the writing room, the Rose Room, popular for afternoon tea, the Cascade Room with its waterfall fountain, and Peacock Alley, named for a space in New York's Waldorf Astoria Hotel. Gerald Marks' orchestra played in the crown jewel of the Tuller's interiors, the Arabian Room, where at the time you could get supper and dance to Gerald Marks' Columbia Recording Orchestra from 9:30 p.m. to 1 a.m. for only a dollar. The hotel began a decline in the 40s and survived into the 1970s, but it was finally torn down in 1992. But we're going to go back to its heyday to hear Gerald Marks and his Hotel Tuller Orchestra. Thank you.
but you. I want to be lonesome, I want to be blue. Wherever I go, whatever I do, I'm all by my own some, just thinking of you. I'm missing that sweet embrace, that feeling of bliss. Nobody can take your place when I'm feeling like this. So if I can't have you, nobody but you, sweet you. I want to be lonesome, I want to be blue.
Have three from Gerald Mark's Hotel Teller Orchestra. We started off with Polly from their first of their only two sessions on June 14, 1927. That was followed by If I Can't Have You, I Want to Be Lonesome, I Want to Be Blue. The vocalist on that March 19, 1928 recording was Nelson Bitterman. If I Can't Have You was written by Walter Donaldson. We finished up with There's Something About a Rose, also from the second session. The vocalist there was Earl Bell. You hear Nat Shilkret quite often on this show, but last week, October 13th, marked the birth in 1896 in New York City of Nat's younger brother, Jack Shilkret. They came from a musical family, and their father, who played many different instruments, made sure all four brothers were accomplished musicians. Older brother Lou was a pianist, but worked in insurance. Youngest brother Harry played trumpet, but became a medical doctor. Jack, however, like his brother, had a musical career. He played clarinet and piano, and like his brother, recorded, conducted, and was heard on radio. He died on June 16, 1964, in New York City. Here's Jack Shilkret.
Thank you. In your green hat, you're beautiful. Why, you're the best dressed gal in town. In your green hat, you're wonderful. From your shingle top all the way down. You're like a fashion show from head to toe. What a figure, what a face, and what a chapeau. Which all means that you're simply marvelous in your hat.
We began our little tribute to Jack Shulkert with Billy Murray vocalizing on Africa from Jack's first recording session on June 4, 1924. And actually, Brother Harry is listed as playing trumpet in that session. That was followed by No One Knows What It's All About.
What's it all about?
What?
What's it all about?
I don't know. You'd have to ask Billy Rose and Harry M. Woods. They wrote What's It All About.
What's it all about?
All right, stop it. We finished up on December 31st, 1925, with Billy Murray vocalizing once again on In Your Green Hat, written by Jack Yellen and Milton Ager. I'm Glenn Robison, and you've been listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I hope you'll tune in or click in again next week, and as always, I thank you for your very kind attention.